If you were to tell a generic story made up from all you've heard, what would the abduction be like?
Someone is taken without their permission. Sometimes there's memory, sometimes there's little memory, sometimes there's no memory. And they're taken someplace where they don't know where they are, and the ones with the conscious memories have experiences of, I guess you best put it, as medical experimentation, in the most cases having something to do with ovum or a sperm. And it goes on from there to all the subjects of seeing what they believe are hybrid offspring and descriptions of beings, sort of universally, it's the gray, but not in every case. Some have memories of, I'm talking about conscious memory, not
yes.
through regressive hypnosis. But, you know, some see people that look like us, you know, taller, blonde, blue eyes, good looking. Other people see reptoid beings. Other people see insectoid beings. And then there's a really a myriad of others, you know, looking at things, for example, in the Middle East, where little old ladies on kibbutzes were describing craft coming down with, you know, 8-9 foot tall beings coming out of it and gathering potatoes out of a field. Similar things seen in what was previously the Soviet Union. You don't see that in South America.
Doctor, is there any big difference between what people are able, some of the best people who have good conscious memories of what happened to them, versus those who, for example, went through hypnotic progression? Is there a big difference in what they remember?
Well, hypnotic regression done in the hands of a qualified, experienced hypnotherapist, and there's not many of them around anymore. Certainly John Mack had his share, and you know, we have Bud Hopkins and David Jacobs, and fortunately in Southern California we have Yvonne Smith, and then in the other countries there's a few others. But there's not that many people who have, you know, the qualifications that these people have. But the hypnotic regression, I believe, only polishes you know, details of the memory. Now, I think if everything is done right and according to what is supposed to happen, you're not supposed to remember anything. You just go through life and you're as happy as a clam. But unfortunately, I think there's been changes in the last maybe 20 or 30 years. People have, you know, they develop phobias, and, you know, kids are afraid of clowns, and you know, kids will go to a dentist where they're, you know, normally not afraid to be examined by a doctor, where they sit in a dental chair, and the minute the nurse brings the light over their face, they freak out. Well, some of these kids have had abduction experiences. So I think regressive hypnosis only polishes what's there somewhere in the conscious memory. Now, I do have someone that I met within the last year who is a very well-known person and very influential, has had an experience, and he has almost total recall of what went on. And he said that he begged them not to erase his memory because he had no fear. And he said he had no fear of them, and he didn't know, you know, why they were doing what they were doing. And he claims that they, and these were the Greys, that they told him that he was unique and that they did do experimentations and had a great knowledge about the human anatomy and physiology, and that they weren't going to do anything to him because he was a very unique soul. And the reason he gave them was one of the ones was he absolutely had no fear of them whatsoever. And then there was a few other things. For example, he said, you know, you're one of the few humans that we've ever picked up that was trying to tell us a joke, which we don't understand.
That's absolutely amazing. And last week I had a guest on the show, Dr. Lear, who said that people who are normally abducted are given screen memories. In other words, everything's blocked out, and they're given this sort of were warm, fuzzy people. You had a wonderful experience. This screen memory that has to be penetrated to get to the real story. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think in some cases that's true. If they feel you're probably a person that might have a memory and then can't get along with it, you know, I hate to say this, especially on the air with a worldwide audience, but I have severe doubts that there's such a thing as a military abduction going on. I've looked into these cases, and you know what I found is that when someone reports military abductions, there's two things that stand out. Number one, they live very, very close to a military installation, or number two, the whole family is just filled with people that are in the military. Now, these entities seem to be able to tap into your consciousness, and they know what's believable to you and what's not. You know, so if you believe that, you know, you have 30 relatives in your family that are military officers, I think what's acceptable to that particular person is giving them a nice memory that they're underground in some base with, you know, generals running around. On the other hand, you know, kids, sometimes they see clowns and owls and animals and things. So and I think in some cases that's, you know, probably a good scenario, but certainly not in every case. And certainly people like this friend of mine now, who's become quite a good friend, with, you know, a conscious memory that he has. I mean, it's right down to the nitty-gritty. And like I was saying, he was telling him a joke, and he says, well, if you don't understand what I'm telling you, then how could you tell I'm telling you a joke? And he said they told him, because you were laughing.